Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Brought to you by our good friends at Tall Grass Motors, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. And today we have with us Rebecca Moses and also Martin Blum. How are you guys doing?
We're good, thank you.
All right, how you doing, Martin?
I'm good.
Ah, sweet. We've got the free fair coming up. I understand admission is free.
True story.
Yeah, wow. Not too many things. You can celebrate the bounty of the county and kind of walk through at your leisure. First of all, tell us a little bit, what is the free fair all about for folks who have never been to one?
Well, the free fair is an opportunity for the people of our county, Washington County, to bring items that they have made, and it could be anything from canned goods to leather crafting to woodworking to photography to quilts, garden goods, all kinds of things, and they can bring it up and display it and show everybody else in the county their skills. Outside, that's the indoor entry part, uh-huh. And then we also have outside areas that are set up for livestock exhibits. So a lot of the youth bring their sheep and goats, pigs, cattle, rabbits, chickens. I don't think I've forgotten anything there.
No.
Okay. And welcome the community to come and look and see what it's all about.
Now, Martin, you know a little bit about the livestock. You were just talking goats before you came in here.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit how that works.
Well, the exhibitors, there's an open side and there's a junior livestock side of it. The kids just bring their animals up. We enter them, weigh them, do that kind of thing. And then on Saturday we'll show. And there's a spot in there for adults to bring in their registered stock so they're able to show as well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. So get a chance to kind of reap the benefits of all your hard work.
Yep, everything you've raised here in the county over the past year, and there's some yearling stuff there as well, so it could be over a year old. So
wow, wonderful. So this is really fun for the whole family. It's geared for the whole family, from little ones all the way up to, you know, geezers my age.
Yes, there really is something for everyone.
Indeed. And how do people go about entering their exhibits?
Well, we'll have a, you'll enter on Tuesday. You'll come inside the building and do all your inside stuff on uh-huh. Tuesday. What is the dates, the time? Is it noon?
Okay, so Tuesday, the 7th, is when all the indoor exhibits will be due.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can actually enter, you can walk up and enter. So you, and that's open from noon to 7 on mm-hmm. Tuesday. So right there at the free fair grounds. In the main building there.
The one that's air-conditioned.
Yes, the one that's air-conditioned.
Want to make that a little, people like that.
And then on Wednesday is when all the livestock is entered, and okay. That's before 8 p.m. So I believe about between 4 and 8 p.m. you can come and enter your livestock.
And that usually goes rather orderly.
Yes, it does.
Folks are used to it.
Yes, we've got it laid out, and it's as long as everything goes as planned, it's pretty good.
Now, I understand we also have a couple of different things here that kind of make it a fun attraction. We've got something coming up here, the covered basket event. What is that? Is that with the ladies or something like that?
We got that is the Cattle Women's Pie uh-huh. and Basket Auction.
Oh, great.
Yes,
yeah.
That is on
Thursday
evening, yeah. And that is their biggest fundraiser of the year. I'm going to say that's their biggest one, and let me tell you, the women of this county can flat out make some pies, and it is worth your time to come down and support them and be a part of that. It's always a good time, and they put together some spectacular baskets. There really is something for everyone there. There's all kinds of stuff, food baskets, gift baskets, and then my favorite is the pie.
So. You cannot lie. You must have pie. We got a pet show coming up too on Saturday, right?
I've never been part of the pet show, but there are a lot of people in our county that bring their dogs and cats and other small animals, and they put them in the pet show, and I guess they do tricks and stuff. I've never watched it. It's pretty comical, though, I guess.
Well, you know, being a dog owner, dogs like to show off a little bit. I mean, they're just kind of quiet about it, and it's all of a sudden it's like, hey, it's showtime. Watch me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold my bone. You know, and then the cats, on the other hand, you never know what you're going to get there.
I've never watched it take place, but it's a lot of fun.
Those classes, there really is. If your dog can do a trick or if your animal can do a trick, there's a class for that. And there's also a class for best costume dressed animals. So maybe if your animal can't do a trick, dress them up and bring them anyway. So
they can look good.
They can look good.
It's better to look marvelous than to be marvelous sometimes, my darling. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, it is absolutely free. Now, I got a whole booklet that I went through. Over a couple of days. How do you guys keep that all together? That is just amazing. There's a lot going on every moment of the
there
fair.
There is a lot going on. I believe Saturday, the large animals will show on Saturday, and then the rabbits and the broilers, the chickens, will show on Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. And in the book, you can find that book, what you were talking about, mm-hmm. on the countycourthouse.org. Mm-hmm. There is a free fair link there. Mm-hmm. You can click there and find that book. So that'll help you
navigate
everything that's going on. Yes, sir.
Now, Martin, everybody who goes to one of these, they say, well, it's like a well-oiled machine, you know. Well, it takes a little bit of practice, doesn't it?
I jumped in there a couple years ago and started helping, and I wasn't on the fair board yet. And we encourage the community to come and help. You don't have to be on the fair board to assist in helping with the fair. The fair board is just what makes it run smooth, and we get everything together. Yeah. So.
But it is a lot of fun. I mean, you found that out just by volunteering. It's like, oh, heck, well, here comes the free fair.
Yeah.
Let's jump on.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you're part of the wheels that make it turn.
Yep, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah,
that people... you know, like my grandma was a big part of the fair. And all growing up, I remember her going down and cooking at the fair and stuff and taking stuff and entering in the fair. And, you know, just it's just a big history. So,
and you know, it's kind of a way of life. You know, when it gets this time of year, it's the free fair and everybody gears up for it. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of family participation. And with so many new people moving into Washington County, and believe me, there are quite a few, if you've never been to anything like this, I strongly suggest you grab your family, make the trip up to Dewey to the fairgrounds, right there by the high school. You can't miss it. And just to take it all in. And you don't have to know everything when you walk in. Just come on in, let your eyes do the walking, ask a few questions. Folks are going to help you out.
That's true. We've got a great group of people, and everyone's always willing to help, always willing to answer questions. So don't be shy. Come out. And talking about the fair board, we actually have two vacancies. So if anybody out there is listening and you would like to be a part of that and you live in District 2, contact somebody and we would welcome you aboard.
Mike Bouvier answers his phone, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is really a lot of fun. And like you said, with your family, it's basically it's part of the family traditions.
If you're into competition and stuff, the thing about it is this: you can bring your items up there to the free fair, and you can find out how well your pie is, how well your bread making skills are, you know, beadwork. There's clothing items, all kinds of stuff. You need to just go check it out. If you're not familiar with it, go check it out, and the next year, in between the fairs, make your items, and then that following year, bring your item to the free fair and enter it and just see how good you are against the other competition in the county. And it's a way of bragging.
Oh, it is too, but it's also a competition against yourself to make yourself a little bit better than you were the previous year. And it also helps out with your skills too.
Right. And I really want to encourage, you know, those families that are new to this county, don't feel like you've had to live here forever and know the ropes. Just jump in. You're welcome. Start your tradition now. Make this, you know, your first year tradition and just jump in. It's really a good time. And, there's always something for the kids to do. I believe Gary Deckard's going to be back with us this year. He is a fan of the kids for sure. He is always out there in the midway. We call it the midway between the air-conditioned building and the barns, making ropes with the kids and shucking corn. And they're just, every time I can't find my little one, I know where to go find her. She's with Mr. Deckard.
Well, that's good. It's always good to know. Now, speaking of the kids, with the livestock, this is something I've learned covering the Washington County Junior Livestock Show. These kids, I mean, they actually live for these moments with showing their animals, don't they?
They do. They put a lot of time and effort into everything they do, and it teaches them respect and honor. And that's one of the things that I really like about the livestock is because we have a lot of learned traits that you just don't get anywhere else.
Well, you learn leadership, you learn kindness, you also learn how to communicate well, and you just learn a lot of responsible things like detail.
Yes, sir, you do. These kids have these animals. Some of these animals, they'll have had them for over a year, you know, and that's a long time to have an animal, you know, a show calf. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun.
Indeed.
It is. I really love the opportunity. The opportunity for these kids to come and show their hard work. This is a chance for them to bring it and let the community see what they have been working on at home for so long. And also it just builds camaraderie with our kids in a time where, you know, things may not be so easy. It gives them some common ground with some like-minded kids, and they grow. They grow leaps and bounds in this scenario. Like you said, responsibility and just learning how to care for something that's alive, and grow in that way.
And of course, like you said, respect too. The animal, you don't know what the animal's going to do, so you have to respect what it can and cannot do.
It humbles a person.
It
humbles a person. I'll never forget my daughter's first show goat. It humbled me as an adult, and we learned a lot. And I think there's a lot of families out there that are probably right there in the same situation we are. They want to try it, but they don't know how. Mm-hmm. Just reach out. There's plenty of people here in the county that would love to help somebody. And, you know, just reach out to somebody that's knowledgeable about it. Go to the free fair, talk to somebody. Every person that's at the free fair, I promise you, will be more than willing to help anyone.
That is great. Well, that's kind of reflective of Washington County, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, that kind of goes back to our theme this year, saluting the bounty of our county. And our county is rich in the bounty, and not only material things and our abilities, but the kinds of people that live here. Where it's a spectacular county to live in.
So once again, Tuesday, that's when we have the indoor products to be
from noon to 7.
And then the livestock, we register them when?
Wednesday evening, 4 to 8.
4 to 8. And it's the Washington County Free Fair. Now the public is open to come in on Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Correct.
All right, because we want the judging to be highly impartial.
Yes.
And of course, we've got the cattlemen's event coming up, cattle women's event coming up on Thursday night, pet show on Saturday, and it's all at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. I want to thank you both for taking time out of your busy days, and I know it's busy because I know what's coming up around the corner for y'all. It's going to be madness here for a little bit, but thanks for letting everybody know about the Washington County Free Fair.
You're very welcome.
All right, we'll be seeing you out there. I'll be doing some broadcasts out there, too, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Have microphone. We'll travel. Thank you very much for staying with us here during our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust.